Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Canny Crystals, the podcast. I hope that you're all well. My name is Mart, I'm your host, and this week I've been doing a whole lot of reflection. Next week I am speaking in Emma Mumford's Manifestation Membership, and when I was creating my presentation, which is all around gratitude by the way, it really made me sit back and smell those roses. So while I was doing this, I started thinking about all the things that I had previously manifested, you know, before I was even aware of the law of attraction. Because yes, I've manifested so much in the last, 3 years now since opening Canny Crystals? Actually, it's 3 years this month. Oh my God, I need to do something to celebrate. So yeah, there was all of the things that I've manifested in the last 3 years. But what about all of the things that I previously manifested? You know, before I was aware of manifestation, before I was aware of crystals, all of that. So I really went back to the start, because at the end of the day, you know, we're all conscious creators, whether we believe in it or not. And every single action that we took in the past basically led us to a culmination of where we are today. Now, I've had a huge manifestation this week. I can't actually, this is so weird, because I can't actually disclose it with you. And that's weird, because I disclose everything with you. You know what it's like. But I'm actually sworn to secrecy on this one, so I can't share it with you. But keep your eyes on my socials over the next few weeks and you'll see it. It's massive, okay? So I thought, bearing in mind I'd been doing some reflection, that this week I'd take a look into how everything came about in my life. And when I was doing a bit of research for this episode, I found out that I'm not the only one. There are so many of us, you know, that manage to connect the dots later in life as to why things went the way that they did in the past, well before our knowledge of manifestation. So this episode is all about cultivating that curiosity as a spiritual practice. And I truly believe that that encourages kind of an open-minded exploration of the world, and not even just of the world, but of ourselves and everything that happens to us in our lives. So I've spoken before about the little phrase, wouldn't it be nice if, and how this can help us invoke all of those feelings and emotions on a cellular level deep within our bodies. And I honestly think that this is one of the reasons why things have happened to me and, you know, how I've come to be where I am today. So I went through my teens and my 20s, I'd say, thinking that I was just naturally lucky. You know, every single job that I applied for, I was offered the position, or I would get actually amazing feedback from it. Every competition that I entered, I would win. And it was all little things. You know, we would have a raffle at work and you best believe I would win at least one of the prizes. I just thought that I was naturally lucky, but because I didn't know how to harness that energy like I do now, I would end up winning little things that I didn't really want. Like one time I won a woman's perfume set, for example, or I would win a box of shortbread, or even one time, this is really, really random, I won a Jessie J competition. There was me thinking, you know, when I got this email that I was going to meet Jessie J or get sent to a concert or something like that. It was a Jessie J nail polish set. Cut to me painting my nails in my bedroom on a night, trying not to get it all over my skin, and then ending up just covering my phone case in it out of sheer boredom. But what I'm getting at here is that I would always imagine to myself, you know, wouldn't it be nice if... Now, I'm a bit of a daydreamer, and I think that that sentence, wouldn't it be nice if, that invokes you to, you know, start daydreaming and think about all the possibilities that life could give us. So wouldn't it be nice if I won this competition? Imagine what it would be like if I won that raffle. This is going to be amazing when I get invited backstage at this concert. And my life played out exactly to that end, to the point that I'd passed it off completely as just sheer luck. So what does curiosity have to do with it? I believe that because I was so curious with what might happen, that I'd actually started to feel all of the associated emotions and feelings inside, because I would be lay on my bed daydreaming about, you know, meeting the Wanted. Do you remember them? They were a huge UK pop group in the 2010s, kind of like One Direction, but more grown up. Anyway, I would be lay on my bed dreaming about meeting them all the time. I used to fantasize about meeting them. And guess what? I did, on numerous occasions, to the point where they actually started calling me by my first name. Even their tour manager, their bodyguard, they all knew me by my name. So I went backstage with them at numerous concerts. I went to, you know, their sound checks. I stayed in hotels with them. I had drinks with them in hotel bars. They followed me on Twitter. I felt like a right little groupie. So I just invite you to think, was this just coincidence? Or just maybe was it due to the fact that in my head, lay on my bed, kicking my legs up in the air like a little schoolgirl, that I'd already seen those scenarios and I'd played them out in real time as though it was actually happening to me there and then? Because this was visualization at its finest. I just wasn't aware of visualization at the time. So I want you today to get curious with your desires. What would it mean to you if you had them? What would it feel like inside? What raw emotions and feelings would you feel having gotten exactly what you wanted to in your life? Because this approach to manifestation, it recognizes that curiosity as a fundamental aspect of the human experience, because it's driving us to seek that understanding and that meaning and that connection beyond the surface level of existence. So we're not just saying, I'm going to manifest £1 million and leaving it at that, because any of us can say this. And trust me, nothing will happen. If you just say, I'm going to manifest, you know, a new job, fine, you might manifest a new job, but you need to have that energy and that emotion and that feeling behind it. Otherwise, it's just a hopeless wish. So when we engage with curiosity, it not only deepens our spiritual journey and our manifestations, but it also enhances our sense of wonder and appreciation for all the complexities of life as well. Because at its core, spiritual curiosity is about embracing a sense of wonder towards life. And it's an acknowledgement that despite our knowledge, there's infinitely more to discover. And we can have whatever we want in life. And because of that curiosity, we're able to visualize deeper than ever before. And it's this wonder that motivates us to look beyond our assumptions and beliefs. And that invites a deeper engagement with everything that surrounds us. So some of us might try to visualize what we want in life. But, you know, just like with affirmations versus subliminals, if we affirm something to ourselves that some deep inner part of us doesn't believe could be possible for us, then we're immediately cock-blocking ourselves. We're cock-blocking that manifestation coming to fruition. Whereas when we're curious about the possibilities and how it can come to us or what could potentially happen, we then start to open up all these new avenues that our manifestation could come true. And I know I've spoken about it in past episodes about placing those limiting beliefs upon ourselves. And that's exactly what we're doing here, whether consciously or subconsciously. Whereas when we get curious, we're allowing our thought patterns to overcome these obstacles. So naturally, curiosity propels us to ask questions, not just about the material world, but also about what's going on inside of us as well. So it's going to encourage that active seeking attitude towards spiritual growth, you know, where questions are valued as much as the answers. And that journey is just as important as the destination. Curiosity drives us to explore new depths of spiritual understanding and experience. So it opens us to diverse perspectives and practices as well. And that's going to enrich our spiritual journey with a broader, more inclusive view of spirituality. So cultivating curiosity helps us to develop that empathy and that understanding towards others as well. Because by being genuinely interested in different life experiences and beliefs, we foster that sense of unity and compassion, and that helps us to recognize the spiritual essence in every single person on this earth, because we're all capable of this. We're all capable of manifesting our dreams. And then as well as that, embracing curiosity allows us to be comfortable with all those challenges and uncertainty and the unknown. This comfort with not knowing, it can be quite liberating. It'll enable us to navigate life with grace and openness rather than having that fear and resistance. When we have a curious spirit, we have a learning spirit. So by remaining open and curious, we are positioning ourselves in life as lifelong learners, being responsive to new insights, challenges, and transformations. So to integrate curiosity into daily spiritual practice, we could set intentions to approach each day with a sense of wonder. So practice asking open-ended questions about your experiences and the world around you, and just remain open to surprise. Allow your curious inquiries to guide you to unexpected places and insights. When you do your morning routine, for example, you could ask yourself something along the lines of, I wonder how good today could potentially get for me. Or you could say, I wonder what unexpected miracles will happen in my favor today. Getting curious about what could happen, it immediately sparks your brain to go off into overdrive, even if you aren't aware of it doing so. You might subconsciously be thinking about the man of your dreams that you're going to bump into today, or the promotion that you're going to get offered at work, or even just that someone buys you a little gift to show how much that they appreciate you. I did this earlier in the week during my morning shower. I'd just finished my tapping routine and I asked myself, I wonder how good today could get for me. Because to be quite frank, these last 6 weeks have been such a blur. They've been very testing. I've barely left the house, to be totally honest with you, other than to attend baby classes, GP appointments, or to nip down the office on an evening to pack orders. And just asking myself that question in the shower led me to a daydream for a few minutes. And before I knew it, I was daydreaming about the book that I'm in the middle of writing and a couple of other speaking gigs that I've put myself forward for. And I could see myself sat at this little book signing, reading chapters of it to the audience, seeing it as a number one bestseller on Amazon, seeing various people that I've collaborated with in the past through this podcast, sat reading that book, seeing my friends and family enjoying their copies, seeing myself stood on stage in front of thousands of people. And this was all things that I probably wouldn't have visualized had I have just sat there and visualized as I normally would. And guess what happened? That was the day that I got this huge manifestation that I can't tell you about. Oh, I wish I could. Curiosity opened up so many different emotions and feelings for me. And guess what? That day, I got really creative with my book and I thought of a whole additional chapter to talk about as well. And I even started writing it. Had I have thought of that idea for my book, had I have not asked myself that question in the shower in the morning, who knows? But that curiosity really helped bring out that side of me that brought that to life. So when we become genuinely curious about our potential and the possibilities that life holds, we then open ourselves up to a universe and an abundance of opportunities, because curiosity fuels our desire to explore and to learn and to expand beyond our current boundaries, both physically and spiritually. It's a state of openness where questions are more valuable than answers, because they're going to lead us to a deeper understanding and a bit of extra wisdom as well. So when we get curious about the outcomes of our desires, we are engaging the brain's imaginative and creative capacities. And it's that mental overdrive that, you know, is a targeted exploration of what if, you know, and it's that those what ifs that harness the brain's natural problem solving abilities. And that's what's going to carve those paths towards our goals. The human brain is goal-orientated, and it's a goal-orientated organ. It's constantly predicting and planning for future scenarios. So when curiosity is applied, it begins to explore all of the different potential ways that a desire or a goal could come to fruition. It's part of a subconscious process where the brain starts mapping out these numerous paths, many of which will come to our conscious mind as inspirations, ideas, or even daydreams. Curiosity is what raises our vibration by keeping our energy dynamic and moving. And it's an optimistic, expansive state that attracts positive experiences and outcomes. It's almost as if curiosity is sending out a signal to the universe saying, you know, I'm ready, I'm open to more. And that's what the universe responds to. It responds to that curiosity and it responds to exactly that. Manifesting with curiosity is all about utilizing a sense of wonder and inquiry to align more closely with our intentions and draw them into our reality as well. So I want you to begin by adopting a mindset of curiosity. Rather than being fixated on a specific outcome, I want you to stay open to all the possibilities of how your desire can come to fruition. So if you want to, you can journal these or you can just answer them in your head, but I want you to ask yourself three questions today. Number one is, what if my desires are already on their way to me? What if my desires are already on their way to me? Number two is, what surprising forms might they take? What surprising forms might they take? And the third question is, how might I feel once I've achieved my goals? How might I feel once I've achieved my goals? Now, that third one is so important because, like I said earlier, it's those feelings and those emotions that we invoke that will bring our manifestation to life. It's not just about, you know, thinking about something off the top of your head and it just randomly appearing in your back garden. It's about invoking those emotions, invoking those feelings, and putting yourself in the shoes of someone this time next year that's already achieved those goals, because that is so, so powerful when it comes to manifestation. And like I say, it will open up all those neural pathways that will give you them inspirations, those ideas to go after it. Then you can take that inspired action and reach your desired goal. And I want you to look at the assumptions or beliefs that might be holding you back from achieving your desires as well. So get curious about where these beliefs come from and if they're actually true as well. Because by questioning those beliefs, you're opening up space for new, more empowering thoughts to take root. 99% of your brain might be took up with, you know, oh my God, I can't do this because X, Y, and Z. But when you actually look into that, you might think, well, that's not actually true, and I've done this before. I know I can do it again. That's opening up brain space for those new, more empowering thoughts. So when setting intentions, I want you to ask questions that engage your imagination and creativity. So you could ask yourself things like, how can I prepare myself for receiving what I want? What can I learn from my past successes in manifesting? What actions can I take that align with my intentions? So the next time you do a little bit of visualization, you might want to do it now, you might want to do it at the end of this episode, you might want to do it tonight when you're in the bath or in bed, whatever. Instead of just picturing the end result, I want you to get curious about the whole process. So I want you to imagine the steps that you might take to get there, the people that you might meet along the way, the personal growth that you will experience by trying to get to this goal. I want you to release the need to control exactly how your desires will manifest. The universe might have a more creative path that you can currently conceive. I want you to stay curious about the journey and just be open to signs, opportunity, and nudges from the universe as well. So you could even create yourself some affirmations that not only affirm your intentions, but also invoke that sense of wonder. So you could say, you know, I am excited to discover the paths that lead to my success, because that's quite open-ended. It's quite broad. You know, you're leaving it up to the universe. You could even say something along the lines of, I am open to the creative ways in which abundance unfolds into my life. I want you to get curious about different manifestation techniques and practices. So see what resonates with you and what produces those different results. This experimental approach will help keep the manifestation process fresh and dynamic. You could even, if you really wanted to, keep a curiosity journal where you reflect on your manifestation journey, like what I've been doing this week. You could write down your questions, your observations, and any synchronicities or coincidences that occur. Now, I'm saying coincidences. I did the inverted commas thing with my fingers. I know you can't see that, but nothing in life is coincidence. But you might see these things as coincidences, and when you actually look back at them, you might think, aha, this was the law of attraction in play, okay? Do you get what I'm saying there? Because reflecting in this way can kind of reveal those patterns and guide you on your path as well. But I want you to treat every experience as an opportunity to learn something new about yourself and the manifestation process. Curiosity turns every outcome, whether perceived as success or failure, into a stepping stone towards your ultimate desires. And finally, get curious about the emotions and the experiences that come up as you move towards your goals. Celebrate those unfolding processes of manifestation, not just the end result, because that's going to help you to maintain a high vibrational frequency. It's also going to help you to attract more joy, more abundance, and more success into your life. When we manifest with curiosity, it's all about embracing the unknown with enthusiasm and that willingness to explore. Because it's such a playful yet powerful approach that encourages that active engagement with the world and that joyous anticipation of the unfolding of your desires and your goals. Through curiosity, we can keep our energy vibrant and open. And that's going to make you a magnet for new opportunities and experiences that are going to align with your intentions. So say this to yourself at some point today: I wonder how good things could get for me today. Or you could say, wouldn't it be nice if, and then fill in the blanks. Have a bit of a play around with this today and see what shows up for you in your life. I really hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If you did, please help me out. Leave a rating or review wherever you're listening to this, on Spotify, Audible, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever it is that you listen to. It really does help me out in ways that you wouldn't believe. And just before you head off into your day as well, just another quick reminder, I'm uploading a new video every Sunday to YouTube, which you can subscribe to for free. Last Sunday, I uploaded an affirmation video filled with glorious affirmations to boost your self-esteem, your self-love, something that we could all do with right now. And thank you so much if you're already subscribed or you're already watching the videos every Sunday. If you haven't, head over to YouTube, just type the words Canny Crystals, subscribe for free content every single Sunday. If you'd like any crystals, any spiritual items, or even online courses that are based around manifestation, head to either cannycrystals.co.uk or cannycrystalsacademy.co.uk and enter the discount code, which is the word podcast. Just a heads up as well for you lot listening, I will be restocking the entire website with lots of Moldavite. You know, just giving you the quick heads up because you know how quickly it sells out. Last time I think I got 300 pieces and over the course of the weekend, every single piece had gone. And I've had nonstop messages from people saying, when are you next stuck on Moldavite? This is your heads up. So keep an eye on my socials next week. I don't know when it'll be. It'll probably be Wednesday or Thursday. I usually launch everything at 7 p.m. but keep an eye on that. And I will see you all next Friday for another episode. Have a great weekend, guys. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.